League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with y'all for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And off we go. The Cougs are right down the road here. I didn't even realize it. Cougs were right here last night at ASU, just kicking the snot out of them, with another road win for the Cougs, which is setting some kind of record for road conference wins, or they lead the nation in road conference wins. 14-1 now in the Big 12, just kicking everybody's hiney up and down, and the Cougs with a win last night as we get back to some sports here. And, you know, we talked about it yesterday a little bit about the hockey and what happened, or rather on Monday we talked a little bit about it. But, you know, we talked about why they were fighting before, and they all admitted it was because of the flag. They all said, yeah, it was that we decided.
What Canada did to the flag?
Because the booing our flag, booing our national anthem, we were going to show those people, you know, what America is about. The Tkachuks got together with, I forget the third guy who fought, and they said, we're going to go. Yeah. As soon as they dropped the puck, we go.
It's fight time again on Thursday. Tomorrow, the next round of fights, and it does look like they're fighting again.
It does. It does.
Because the Canadians already said, we'll see what happens. They were asked about it, and they said, well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Canadians don't let things go.
Oh, and guess whose flag is going to get, guess whose national anthem is going to get booed on Thursday?
Nobody's.
Oh, you don't think we're going to boo the Canadian national anthem?
Not if we're classy.
We're not classy. We have nothing to do with class.
We really have taken a tumble on the class meter as a country over the
Wait a minute.
The
they booed ours first.
I know so. And then we fought them and beat them in fights.
And the Tkachuks. At least Matthew Tkachuk said it had nothing to do with the anthem, according to CBS News.
Well, over there on the other side, they said it had to do with the flag.
Well, on what other side?
Yes, it was about the flag.
Well, you said the Americans said.
Well, they said the flag.
What did Tkachuk say?
Matthew Tkachuk, yes, it involved a group chat between the Tkachuk brothers and Miller, who's the other guy involved. Tkachuk said it had nothing to do with the anthem booing it. If anything, players felt it added to the fun of the night.
It was setting a tone for Canada that you're just our 51st state.
Okay? Well, maybe it was setting a tone.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he says it wasn't about.
Well, the Canadians said, everything to do with the flag.
But they were texting before the game even started,
But the Canadians weren't. They said it just had everything to do with the flag.
Well, that's them saying that they're not the ones who started the fight. And besides that, it happened. Dell just said, he said it was a text string before they.
Yeah, no.
Before the game even started, they didn't get booed before the game, like a night before.
Listen, it's about American pride and beating their ass.
Well, Thursday, we get to see it again, and I'm watching this one. Last time I didn't watch this.
I'm going to tell you what. This is this. You know, we keep talking about all-star games and how the lack of competitiveness and all of this stuff. What a great idea this was. Because you get more players involved than you would at an all-star game. You got four different teams that you got involved. All these guys are in the NHL. This is not an international Olympic event. This is an NHL event.
Well, first of all, John, they copied Adam Silver because Adam Silver created the first, hey, let's get four teams together and play on All-Star Weekend. That was an Adam Silver thing.
Okay. No, these ideas come he long just did before. They decided this last year, 2024.
Who, hockey?
Hockey, yes.
Yeah.
It was
Adam
announced
Silver probably
around last All-Star game.
Adam Silver had nothing. Adam Silver was sitting in New York thinking about how he can make 10-minute games.
Well, no. He's trying to think of, what can I do to make a 15-year-old happy?
Yeah.
Well, can I make the game? Can it be televised on only TikTok or only streaming platforms? Can we make the game 30 minutes?
Do you know the
40 games?
I know, right? Right? That's exactly what he wanted to do. But the NHL was doing an NBA type of weekend. They would skate around and hit plates
and the goals.
They had a skills
contest and all that stuff. Yeah, no, they have. Look, listen, the NHL's not in great financial shakes, but they're better than they used to be. And they were trying to copy. They were trying to copy the NBA. They said that they were. But this is a great idea because anytime you have country, the World Baseball Classic, it's just that our country doesn't care as much typically about, like from a baseball standpoint, we don't care about it as much as the Latin American countries in terms of just in the South American countries in terms of, you know, pure love of country. And it's a major, major deal. Go to just All-Star Weekend when they have Home Run Derby, the flags all over the place from the different countries. But when it comes to soccer, like we see it in soccer, it's a major deal anytime you have countries competing. World Baseball Classic, major deal. It's kind of cool that Ryder Cup, major deal.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool that you have something, and especially that it's NHL sanctioned. I think that's a pretty cool idea because you do have so many players from other countries.
Yeah, if this was an international event, all of the guys that fought, this would not be. It wouldn't happen because there are strict rules about fighting in international competition.
Oh, are there really?
You're out. Oh, yeah, you're out. You're out. As soon as you fight, you're done. You're leaving but this is an NHL event, so they can go at it, and they're going to go at it again on Thursday. You're right. This is must see because, well, there's very little. I don't remember this time of the year being as poor sports-wise as it did, like the All-Star break during the summer. I don't know why, but maybe because we're talking about the draft and stuff.
And we have Astros talk. Typically.
And we had, and we have, we got preseason Astros, yeah. But this has been a really slow time, and this has added something. This really has added something to it. I wouldn't be surprised at all if the viewership for Thursday night isn't off the charts. Off the charts.
Where is the game?
It's at Madison Square Garden.
No, TV.
Oh, ABC.
Oh, it's on network TV?
Yeah, it was on network TV Saturday night, yeah.
Will it be on Thursday, though?
I don't think it
could be on ESPN.
ESPN, either way.
Yeah, you think the numbers are going to be sky high? I think they'll be pretty good. Yeah, why not?
I think they'll be real good because there's really nothing else going on. Yeah,
right.
And all the hype about the fights and everything else, I think people are really intrigued by it.
Do you think enough people who aren't really into sports know about this, though?
I don't
think Four Nations, like, the only I think it woke some people up because they heard about all the fights and everything, but it'll be a good turn. Regardless, people will be tuning in who didn't turn into the first game. I'm one of them.
Yeah. No. And well, it's our job right now and here and now. And Del on your show,
to get this going
to get the word out because Del is going to be glued. I know you're going to be glued.
Am I going to be glued?
Yeah,
the NBA's back in full effect on Thursday night. Am I going to be glued to Four Nations? I won't say I'm going to be glued.
A regular season NBA game versus the championship
of a made-for-TV tournament, yes, that just started this year. Yes, well, I know you want to beat Canadian ass. You want to see Canadians bloody and bruised because of for patriotic reasons, but it's still just a made-for-TV tournament. I may keep track, but I won't be glued to the television.
Well, if you don't hate Canada right now, maybe you should be deported. Okay,
I can't work up any hate for Canada.
Yeah, I don't.
Russia.
I don't like them
Russia.
As a hockey country. I don't like their
Russia
hockey team.
China,
but as far as the country itself, I don't care.
People who exert influence or have can kind of change. Canada doesn't change the way we do things.
No.
We don't have the Cold War with China. I mean, not China with Canada. What are we starting here? Canada. Now, I remember when all those handmaids ended up going to Canada.
Yeah.
They were escaping.
For their communist Canada.
No, went up to Canada because the actual United States government was in Canada. Remember, because the handmaids, where they were living, wasn't the U.S. anymore.
John would have been commander.
I forgot what they called it, but it wasn't the United States anymore.
He would have had a girl, and she would have been calling him Off John.
If I was a commander, you know I would have stayed, okay?
You would have stayed.
You have benefits.
I don't want to turn around. You would have said this to the handmaid. Yeah. Turn around. Nope. Guilty.
Yeah. Well, if I was a commander, you know which side I'd be on, okay? There's no question because of all the benefits.
Wendy would have had that firm hand like, what's her name?
I forgot what her name is.
What is her name, John?
Which one?
The lead.
Fred. Alfred. Alfred's
but the wife, not the handmaid.
Well, she was.
John would have been a huge part of the Republic of Gilead.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to straighten this country out. We're going to straighten this country out, okay? That's right. I would have definitely.
Golly, I just want to know the wife's name.
Alfred and Alfred the wife. I forget the wife's name. It's been a while. Isn't it still going on?
Yes, I think they might have one more season. Serena is her name.
Serena Joy.
Yes, Serena Joy.
Yeah, it's kind of jumping the shark.
I think the final season will be this year.
It's kind of jumping the shark a little bit. So the game's going to be on ESPN. So it'll be on ESPN, and it's going to be on at 8 o'clock. I'm assuming this is an Eastern time.
Yeah, I believe it's 7 here.
Yeah, so 7 o'clock Thursday, tomorrow night, ESPN. We've got Canada versus United States, and the winner gets oil.
Is that what we're fighting for?
We're putting oil. They're putting oil and syrup on the line and butter burgers. We are putting beer and
what else? What's an American
chicken
thing?
Fried steak.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken fried steak and maybe fried okra.
Mm.
Okra.
And coal.
Yeah.
What are we? West?
We gotta get the coal miners. West Virginia? We're gonna have so much coal. We're gonna get the coal. So it's coal and chicken fried steak, and I don't know. We'll let them have Drake back. I guess he can.
No, they can keep Drake.
They have Drake.
I know, but we can probably build a wall to keep Drake out.
Okay.
Okay. We can offer institutional oppression. No.
I don't know if they want that.
Okay. We're putting up racism and crippling debt. Okay.
Racism and crippling debt. Well, I'm sure Canada does okay with those things.
We can offer some diabetes for them if they want some.
They're a cold people. So.
And a crumbling air transportation system?
Wow.
Oh, yeah, but
they got a taste. It landed at the airport.
Did y'all see the one that landed? Where is that? It looks like a sheet of ice or something.
It's a flight from Minneapolis that landed in Toronto.
Oh,
Down?
It landed upside down.
It landed right side up, and then it hit the ground so hard it flipped upside down.
That was wild. You could see, like, somebody getting out of it had a camera on. There was a guy on the ground. I've seen two different shots. One was a camera phone. Is some guy was getting out of it and still recording, going, "What the? This is crazy! This is crazy!" You know, somebody probably like 22, and then you had a guy on the ground who saw it coming down. He's just filming it, like, "Oh my God, he's going to crash."
And they have not released who the pilots were on that, but that is an airline, that particular part of Delta, that prides itself on unmanned flights. All women, no men.
Not that you're saying that that's
what they
was.
Call it, unmanned flights.
Yeah, not that you're saying that's what it was.
No, I don't know.
I'll check it right now.
Yeah. But they have. I don't think they've come out with who the pilots were on it. But it doesn't matter. I mean, it turned upside down. What the hell?
Yeah, did anyone die?
No, injuries certainly, but no one died.
Everybody had their seatbelt on. Very nicely done. Very nicely done. 713-780-3776.
Apparently everyone's looking for the, this is not everyone's okay. Everyone's just
who's
Googling
the pilot? Who's at fault? Pilot.
Yeah, it's the only thing that matters to people. Did anyone die? I don't care. Have they released pictures yet?
Yeah, the Cougs did set a record. By the way, when was the last time we started a show in 25 years with hockey?
Never.
I don't remember that.
Never.
I don't.
This is your stamp on a Hall of Fame career.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
No.
We have
diversity.
We can go left. We
equity,
can go right.
With hockey, you are inclusive. This is a DEI segment. You were just inclusive of hockey in Canada.
Hockey.
The diversity of sport.
Hockey. Hardly DEI.
Oh, hockey is very
inclusive.
And the
equity
Del.
Of Canada can get some again.
Well, to be fair, it only started this way, not because of the sport itself, because of the fights that took place before the hockey
that's
actually
part
started.
Of the sport. Let's,
yeah.
Like people don't go.
It wasn't about the pure love of hockey. It was about nationalism and beating up Canadians.
This is what they do on the plexiglass whenever they're trying to get a fight going.
They do.
The fans. And do people go to races?
By the way, they don't let you do that. They don't let you do that. They don't let you do it. They stop that. And by the way, just to clean it up, the Cougs, 12 straight road wins.
It's a Big 12 conference record. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So good. Congratulations there. All right. We just getting this show started. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776 is the number. I want to talk about Gulf Coast Windows. Gulf Coast Windows is awesome. Gulf Coast Windows is the place to get your window on. It's the place to get your door on. And when you see these doors and these windows, you're like, wow, this is different. It's different than, I mean, because you grew up, I grew up, you didn't notice great windows. When you see what Gulf Coast Windows does, you're like, wow, that's just different. It's just better. It's just the best window that you're going to find on the market, period. Jim Fiume's been doing this forever. There's a reason that he's been doing it, been able to do it forever. There's a reason that he's a Pinnacle Award winner. There's a reason that you stay in business for about 40 years because you just do it right. And Jim Fiume does it right. If you're looking for the best way to get those new windows or doors, Jim Fiume has got them. Go see the showroom. I'm telling you, there's a wow factor that you're just going to be like, wow, I can't believe that I can have this in my house. And you can. But so if you've got to replace those windows and doors, there's one way to do it. GulfCoastWindows.com. 713-849-5454 or GulfCoastWindows.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance, along with Dell, talking some hockey. We got to talk some Astros baseball, but before we get off the hockey, our hockey expert, Longhorn Scott, wants to join us to talk a little Four Nations. What's going on, Longhorn Scott?
Well, I'll tell you what, fellas. Saturday night was the first time in my life that I said, you know what I'm going to do tonight? I'm going to proactively turn on a hockey game. And I watched the whole thing, and I'm telling you, literally, not hyperbole, never done that before. I've only been to a handful of games, like, in person, and they were like the Austin Ice Bats back in the day. Dude, that game was awesome. You know, you think, who cares, it's Canada, but then, you know, Canada's like that family down the street at the end of the cul-de-sac where, you know, you see them out in their front yard occasionally, and they wave, and they seem nice, but they homeschool their kids, so you're not around them at school events. Occasionally, they show up for driveway beers, and when they do, they don't say anything. They're never invited to, like, cookouts and, like, the real party bangers, the neighborhood parties, you know. But then your buddy runs for HOA board one time, and then he comes back to you one night and says, dude, you're never going to believe what I found out. You know, have family down at the end of the street? Like, they made a deal. They don't have to pay their HOA dues, and they can bring whoever they want into the neighborhood pool. Like, they've got this great deal worked out, and, they're kind of like low-key shiesty. Like, what's going on with these guys? And then you call them out on it, and you realize they're not great. You're not, like, you thought they were kind of harmless and no big deal, but now they're kind of pissing you off. And so that's Canada. And it was, that was awesome Saturday night, dude. And you know what I'll be doing tomorrow night? Watching it again. And I thought the game was in Boston. Is it at Madison Square Garden or Boston?
I think it's in Madison Square Garden.
I believe Scott is right. I heard in the broadcast that the two locations were Montreal and Boston. Yeah, it's going to be in Boston.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Well, first of all, it's Montreal.
Sorry, this is America. Montreal. I say Montreal. Montreal and Boston.
It's in Boston?
Okay. Yes.
Boy, you don't think those Bostonians are going to boo the Canadian national anthem. Okay.
They should have had it in Philadelphia. Now,
there's no classier fans than Boston fans. Okay. All right.
They're like school on a Saturday. No class.
No, that is going to, oh my God. That kicks it up even a notch, a bigger notch, because those people are just idiots.
I'm too Gen X to care about this stuff. I know Scott's worked up about it, and the neighbors aren't paying HOA, and I'm just like, I just don't care enough, I guess. I don't know. I don't get mad easily at groups of people. I just don't, whatever.
Well,
whatever happens. I don't have any control of anything. You know what I have control of? I'm in the middle of a 4-day juice, so I'm not eating solid food. So that's a rough go of it. Day one was a challenge. Then I can watch my shows. I got deadlines. I don't have time to worry about Canada or anyone else. I barely have time to worry about Snacks' grades or his latest detention he just got, which is this Friday. Another one, 7.
Would your teachers describe him as a bad kid?
No, they don't describe him as a bad kid.
Because there's a lot of Snacks is in trouble talk, so I'm trying to figure out what's written on the progress report or the email they sent home.
They all like him fine. Just, I don't know. I don't know why he's always in trouble. I mean, one time he did, yeah.
Is he an Eddie Haskell type?
No. He's not. He didn't have any of that. He's not.
I mean, just because you get in trouble doesn't mean you're a bad kid. I got in trouble all the time.
You don't use yourself as an example. You're a bad person.
And he's had 5 detentions. No,
I couldn't be a nicer person.
You're a bad person.
And I got in trouble all the time. Suspensions.
A predictor of things to come.
Yeah, it was a foreshadowing, if you will.
Yeah. I'm sure the nuns thought you were a great person.
Yes, they loved me. Okay? And
nuns don't love anyone but Jesus.
Sometimes good people do bad things. That's all.
But what if the bad things happen more often than the good things?
But they don't. Okay? I'm way over. I mean, I'm playing like 557 ball on good things and bad things. Okay?
You're the Wizards. your good percentage is like the Wizards.
No, I'm 557. Okay.
Think he's a near 600 when it comes to good things happening?
Good things.
Top three in the West.
6 out of 10. You think he's a top four three. Seed?
I do not think he gets home court advantage in the playoffs.
I'm just above the play-in game. Okay.
Do not think he.
Yes. Okay, I'm in the sixth seed.
You could be in the play-ins.
I'm in the 60.
He's solidly in the playoffs, at least according to him.
Or 10.
Yes, I'm solidly.
I don't know, man.
I think you're hustling for the 10 spot.
I think you're permanently, and it speaks to it's where you were from, Chicago. The Chicago Bulls have been in the play-in in that like the 9-10 spot for the last the entire play-in. That's kind of what you are. You know, the Bulls they're not terrible per se, but they're not good.
Yeah,
and that's kind of what you are.
I'm more like the Jordan Bulls. That's what I'm like.
No. Not a chance.
Of good?
No.
Yeah, of good. Yeah. That's right. I used to. I don't care as much anymore.
You're
about
the Lonzo Ball Bulls.
Zach LaVine Bulls.
So, Del, play this Altuve thing. It's really disheartening.
Which one? Oh, the one when he's moving to left?
Yeah.
This is just lock in and sit back and enjoy it, kids. This is happening.
This had nothing to do with Bregman because they went to him before. Altuve's like, I'll move to a left field for Bregman. He can stay. Yay. Let's get Bregman back. Okay. Yeah. No. The Astros went to him a long time ago and said, hey, what about, what is going on? What the hell is happening over here? What's happening on Texas Avenue? Can somebody explain it to me?
I guess they're making way for the youngsters coming up from the minor leagues, preparing the
Well, but they've got some outfielders that are coming up. And
I don't know.
It doesn't
make a whole lot of sense to – the guy's not a – I mean, other organizations go out of their way to kowtow to the veterans. But Jose Altuve is so – like, if he – you know, you see what Rafael Devers is like. I played third. And Jose Altuve is like, I play left.
I do whatever for the team.
Like,
right?
He does because he's so agreeable. Nobody else would be asked to do this. I just, you know, Biggio did it so they could get Jeff Kent in.
Right. And, you know, Berkman went to center field. I mean, guys do it. If you're a good, you know, you're a team guy, you're going to do it.
These guys weren't good in those places.
It's not about
though.
Being a team guy. It's about why.
It's about why are you taking a short guy with limited range and a very minor arm? Why are you doing this? Well, what's the purpose? Who's the great second baseman that's coming in?
So this was yesterday. Brian McTaggart posted this. Let's hear from Jose Altuve on this.
When did you guys start having like the conversation in earnest that this could be something?
After the season.
Okay. Yeah. So it was it because when it first came out, it kind of seemed like you were doing that to maybe get Alex back. But this is something that you guys were talking about regardless whether Bregman.
No, in the beginning it was for Braggy, and then you know just keep the plan, I guess. And I'm trying not to make this a big deal or focus, go somewhere else than prepare for the season and win. So I think that's the main thing. You know, I want to get rid of this left field conversation, try to answer every question possible, and then just move on and start preparing for what we all care about, which is, you know, preparing for the season and start winning.
Answer every question possible. The only question I have is why.
Wait a minute. I'm going to call BS just a little bit here. There was, if Bregman was going to stay, why would you move Bregman to second base? So right after the season, he said right after the season, they started talking. If Bregman was going to stay, why would you move him? So no, maybe after the Paredes trade, you said, well, now we got a chance to keep on. But this happened right after the season, he said. So that had nothing to do with Bregman moving to second base. It had everything to do with let's just move Jose Altuve to left.
Yeah, well, even if it was about, like, why would you have ever, why would Paredes play ahead of Bregman at third base?
No, a gold glove third base.
Play Paredes in left field. Well, I mean, give him some, let's find out if he can play left field. You know, I mean, in theory, obviously, if Bregman had come back, give him some reps out there, let Bregman play third in this theoretical we sign Bregman back, and let Altuve stay, keep your infield, and just put a new guy in left field. That's all it would have. That's the only thing that should have been talked about.
Let's, you know what I'm seeing a lot of these days is a lot of Zach DeCenzo.
Yeah, I saw that he's. You see how big he is now?
He is 6'3",
220.
220?
Yeah, 220, 225. Like he's added weight and muscle. Remember when he came up and his family was all excited? They were on TV and Julian Morales got their reaction after he got the hit. And it was like, oh, man. And then you were like, oh, an Italian. And then you were like, kept doing the hand thing.
Yeah.
And then he was like, poof. And like that, he was gone.
Well, it ain't easy. And, you know, it's not easy to come up and dominate Major League Baseball right away. And you got a team that was in the midst of its greatest season ever. And so, you got a short leash on a guy like that. So now maybe, I mean, sometimes it takes a Greg Maddux was yo-yoed up and down from the minor leagues. Greg Maddux. So Zach DeCenzo could well be one of the all-time greats. You don't know.
Somebody asked a question on Twitch. Worst general manager, Bagwell or Brick Johnson, which is Woody Johnson's son. It's not funny, Dell. It's not funny. That's a child. It's a high schooler. I found out from somebody who worked for the Jets that it never was Brick. The only reason it turned into Brick is because people assume because he's the older one. Somebody who worked for the Jets told me, no, it's actually the younger one. It's actually like the 15-year-old that's apparently a little bit of a problem.
It's like, running the
like
team.
Brick is a real steady Eddie. He's at boarding school, no problems. He's not doing anything with the team. It's the younger son. The media ran with Brick, probably because his name is Brick. Obviously, that's kind of a cool name if we're being honest. But it's actually an even younger son who's like 15 or 16 who's doing stuff like that. And that and the answer is that kid is better.
Yeah.
Because Jerry Judy still has a lot of drops. Let's just see if Jerry Judy plays well next year. Montero and Abreu were not good. You had to eat contracts for both of them. What Woody Johnson's younger son did was just not sign Jerry Judy because he didn't like his Madden rating. Okay, he didn't cost you money.
Well,
Bagwell cost you dead money.
Wasn't he right? Was he right
now he did. Jerry Judy did turn into a Pro Bowler.
But
and the kid didn't want him, so I don't know that he was right.
But, Pro Bowler catching passes from Jameis and others. And what's the other one? DTR.
Ugh.
Became a Pro Bowler.
Became a Pro Bowler. That's how good you were.
Yeah, maybe Daniel Jones. Did you see? I saw a story. Daniel Jones, perfect fit for Steelers. Daniel Jones, perfect fit for anything.
If you're Steeler fans, you got to be sick and tired of this.
You're done.
You went from Russ to Justin Fields. Now you got to hear about Daniel Jones coming in.
There's no option. Like they're caught in Colts hell where Colts couldn't get a quarterback. Now that's where the Steelers are. They're like, well, we're too good to get a high draft pick, and what are we going to do?
Well, and apparently there's an edict from Mike Tomlin: don't throw across the middle. What?
What do you mean?
Yeah. I mean, there's a story that's out that Mike Tomlin doesn't want his quarterbacks thrown over the middle.
Is it because he can't trust them to throw it over the middle?
Maybe. Well,
it's a more dangerous place, but it's also a shorter completion, like a point A to point B completion.
Would you trust Justin Fields to throw across the middle?
I'm not really trusting him to throw a lot, but if we're going to run some wishbone.
some veer?
Some veer offense, I'm good with it. I know he can run. Well, throwing has not been great as a pro.
What the Steelers should have done? Is do what the Giants did, is hire Matthew Stafford's brother-in-law, which is what the Giants did, which has led to Matthew Stafford's going to the Giants. Hire his brother-in-law like you're an AAU team, a college basketball team.
I told you he's going there. Yeah, I've been told it's going to be a done deal. I don't know what the wait is. Maybe until after the
But if you hire him, if you hire, I guess his name is Chad or Chris Hall, whatever, hire the brother-in-law, which the Giants did. Then he wants to go to Pittsburgh. You go get yourself Matthew Stafford.
Hire Daniel Jones' brother-in-law?
No, you should have hired Matt Stafford's brother-in-law.
Well, that's too late. Why don't they hire Daniel Jones?
Because they don't need it to do that.
Does Davis Mills have a brother-in-law?
They don't need to hire Davis Mills' brother-in-law to get him there.
They want Davis Mills.
Yeah, if they want Davis Mills, they can just ask the Texans. The Texans will give him away.
But if you hire his brother-in-law, it makes it easier.
No, you hire his brother-in-law.
No, you don't. Yeah. Matthew Stafford's valued. That's why the Giants did it. Davis Mills, you don't need to hire anyone in this family. Hey, Davis, would you like to start for the Steelers? Yes. That's all you have to do.
If you hire Hector Villegas, my brother-in-law, there's a chance I'll go wherever you are.
Trevor Lawrence already said, no, I'm not going there.
Well, they didn't hire his brother-in-law.
Davis Mills might say, boom, I'm out. So that's it.
He would never.
You don't know.
He would never.
You don't know.
The man was third choice, and one of the choices was Case Keenum. That man would go to Pittsburgh right now.
So you know Chris Rose, John, who does baseball. He does a lot of baseball stuff.
I also know Craig DeSerf. Let's talk about Chris.
I'll mention something on the other side. I'll tell you about Craig DeSerf now. Craig DeSerf has been he's out in Angleton. He calls it Camelot in the cornfields. The reason he does that is because when he went out there for the first time, he thought, well, I don't know. They really wanted to bring him in from Houston to come run their place. And Craig had been very successful here in Houston. He's one of the most Craig is the treasurer of the Houston area auto dealers. It's a really, really big deal. He is trusted by other auto dealers as one of the guys and has been for years and years and years. He's well-respected in the business. And I like to have fun with them, and we bust balls, but Craig is an awesome guy. And how the customer, it really matters to him how the customer is treated. It matters a great deal. So when he went out to Angleton, he thought, oh, it's Angleton, whatever. And then he fell in love with the place. He loved the people there. He loved the no-hassle attitude. And he took his set of principles for selling a vehicle, took them out there, and the result has been incredible. They've got Buicks, GMC, Chevys. You can go online and look at the products, but all these products are available at a lot of different dealerships. The difference is that trade-in value is the selection, is the service, is the no-hassle attitude. Everything about shopping at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC is better than what you're going to find around the city of Houston. Yeah, it's a few more miles out to Angleton, but it's worth thousands in your pocket, and it's also worth a great car buying experience. And you know what? If you can't make it in to go pick up your car, they'll even deliver it out to you here in Houston. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, where the service, the selection, and the value is beyond reproach. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
(713) 780-3776 is the number. We are urging you to go to ESPN975.com and sign up for our golf tournament. Our occasional invitational is going to be on March 4th at Wildcat Golf Club. We are going to have, it's going to be a great time. We're going to tee off at 10:30, so we're going to have something for you to eat before, after. Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage is supplying the food. Carbach was got the beer. It's going to be so much fun. It always is. Great time had by all. We want you all out there. We'll be doing the show from 7 to 10. Come on out early. Have breakfast. The place is awesome. The golf course is always in great shape, and it's going to be out perfect for us. It's a great time of the year to go play. And what's the weather? You guys got some rain yesterday, right?
Yeah, we actually got a lot of rain. There's a big cold. Well, it's in the 30s right now.
Yeah.
It's 34 right now.
Turned on the car, and it gave me that notification of that frigid temperature.
Possible ice or whatever. Yeah. But I would say, because in Indianapolis right now it's 12, and I was looking at the weather. But while I'm there, it's going to be 52, 54, which is going to be a record high for them in February. So it's going to start off really cold, and then it's going to warm up. So my guess is here in Houston, this is not going to be a problem on the 4th. Yeah, 66. High of 66, low of 53. So it'll probably be in the low 60s when it starts.
It'll,
wind jacket, you're fine.
Yeah, it'll be cooler this week. Get some rain on the weekend, then it'll warm up starting next week.
Actually, it's going to be 74 the day before the tournament and then 66 the day of the tournament.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, and it can change. And 66
is fine.
It's great to play.
Yeah.
It's great to play.
Let me see if it's windy, because if it's windy, I'm not playing.
Yeah. Well,
oh my God! Yeah, winds of 15 to 25 miles an hour.
So you're out.
Well, par's your partner.
Yeah, right. I mean, don't worry, Lance.
I haven't played. Yeah. I haven't played.
We're
forever,
not going to let you bogey a hole,
and I have no time to even swing a club because it's literally the day. Like, I get back Sunday night from the combine, do the show Monday. Tuesday's the golf tournament, right? The 4th.
Correct.
Yeah, I'll go hit some balls Monday, I guess.
Well, thank you. We appreciate
the effort. You can go over to ESPN975.com and
what I'm going to do is spot. I'm not going to play. I'm going to drive around in a cart and just hit shots for people.
That's fun.
I'll chip for you, which I am terrible at.
I've got a team that I've got out there, so I can't do that. But yeah, you just come and hit some shots for people. That's awesome.
So you want to ruin their score by going out there? Is that what your plan is?
I'm going
to. Well, you can only help them. They can't ruin them. Can't ruin.
Okay.
No,
okay,
there's not going to be any jam boys in the tournament. Del, can you tell people what jam boys are?
Yeah, apparently.
Because you found this out somehow.
Apparently, back when the English were on their BS, not that they aren't anymore, when they're all about the colonialism, they were in India and they wanted to play golf. So what they would do to keep mosquitoes off of them, they allegedly would spread jam on the locals. Because that would attract the mosquitoes.
But they would walk with them, right?
They would walk, of course. That's the jam boy would walk with them while covered in jam. And the jam boys were paid in the jam that was spread on them.
There won't be any money, but you get to keep the jam.
They got to keep the jam with, potential mosquitoes.
Jam boy was my nickname in high school. And it's also where John Boy came up. It came up from derivative of Jam Boy.
You think he knows what a Jam Boy is?
I doubt that. No.
I don't think many people do. And how did you find this out?
I don't know how. I didn't think of it myself. I think the word was said and then I looked it up. I don't remember how we got there. But Jam Boy apparently was a thing the English were all about.
Cheddar says, I can tell you what a cam boy is. We're not,
no.
This is not the stuff we're doing. This is a sports show, okay? We're keeping it sports.
Raheel enjoyed it because it was, in India.
Yeah, so. Yes, he has. Yeah. Jam Boy can mean a lot of things.
Yeah.
Urban Dictionary will tell you.
There's some real We got, obviously, we know about what's going on with in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. India and Pakistan have had a had beef. If they played hockey, they would definitely fight.
Oh, yeah.
If those two played hockey, there'd be booing of national anthems, and there would be fighting. Right after the puck dropped, India and Pakistan would fight. Now, also, Drake and that's America, Canada, too. Let's be real. Drake and,
well,
and
Drake
Kendrick
is
Lamar.
Drake is Houston.
Well, but he's Canadian. And he took a DeMar DeRozan jersey and threw it down because they used to be boys, but DeMar DeRozan squared – he fell squarely in the camp of Kendrick Lamar because he's from California. So, L.A. So,
Compton,
but, yeah, they say Drake lives in Houston, but I don't know that he has a house here. I don't know that he lives here. He has a house here, but he's pretty much on the road all the time. Now, 50 Cent lives here because people will randomly see him.
Yeah.
And you know what? Somebody else famous – I just saw another one the other day where somebody else famous lives here, too.
Shaq?
Shaq doesn't anymore, but I think he still has a house here. But Shaq used to live here. Dennis Rodman, my kids saw – I went to use the bathroom. I was in Total Wine or something, and I went to go get something. And Sebastian's like, we just saw Dennis Rodman. I was like, no, you didn't. He goes, yeah, I did. And the guy rings us up and says, oh, yeah, Dennis comes in all the time. He's great. Like, Dennis Rodman lives here? He goes, yeah, he lives in a high-rise right over here, somewhere off of, like, Post Oak. In the Post Oak San Felipe area, Dennis Rodman has a high rise.
Where are we going to come back and you're supposed to?
Chris Rose.
Chris Rose, yes.
So Chris Rose is, you know, he does baseball stuff, and Astros Twitter got really mad at him. But he also does NFL Network stuff. He does the Combine every year. Chris is a good guy. I know Chris, and he texts me and he goes, hey, quick question. What are your thoughts on Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward? This is a month and a half ago, I said, or maybe, yeah, a month and a half ago, I said, I don't know, I haven't watched him yet. We'll see. But I said, but I'm not, I watched Travis Hunter, and I wasn't a big fan of what I saw from the quarterback. He's like, ugh, because he's a Browns fan, a huge, lifelong Browns fan. And then he came back to me, and he goes, hey, did you get to him? What are your thoughts now? And I said, well, I mean, you can draft them if you want, but I don't know that they're going to be... They're going to change your fortunes necessarily, either one of those guys. And he goes, is there any chance that any of them is going to be like, can help take us to a title side? I'm not prepared to say that, Chris. And then I had another guy reach out and goes, hey, where would these quarterbacks this year rank in last year's? I said, well, whoever's number one in this class would be sixth in last year's class. So, quick question. I'm a Browns fan. Is there any chance that maybe – one of those guys could lead us to like a Super Bowl type. I said, this is not the year to try to find a quarterback to lead you to a Super Bowl. This ain't it, Browns fans. And it got me to thinking, oh, my God, the Browns fans are – they may draft. Like, would you draft a guy you're not sure about, or would you rather have Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter,
well,
somebody that you know is really good?
So we'll see. But Cam – if Cam is there at three, I think the Browns are going to take him.
No,
I don't.
The Browns are two.
The Browns at two.
It's the Titans. Giants are three.
Yeah. Titans one, Browns two, Giants three.
But here's the thing. The Browns
if they don't take Cam, I think the Browns take Cam.
Okay. If who done? The Titans? Okay, but let me ask you this. You know who the GM is for the Browns? It's Andrew. Andrew Brown? Wait.
No. Andrew.
I just had his name just at the tip of my tongue.
We saw a lot of them when
Barry.
Andrew Barry, yeah.
Andrew Barry.
So Andrew Barry is the GM. Heavy, heavy, heavy background in analytics. There's no way the data – I remember Sashi Brown was before him. Data driven.
How many years is Andrew Barry there now?
At least four.
Yeah, so it's time to get a quarterback.
Yeah,
you
but if the data –
the pressure is on. Forget analytics. The pressure is on. We got to solve the
quarterback. Okay, so if you – but what if you don't think it's a solution? This is what I have a hard time with. If you in your mind don't think a guy's a solution, why would you draft him when you know you're potentially drafting failure? I don't know why you do that when you know Travis Hunter has a chance to be an elite cornerback and Abdul Carter is a great pass rusher.
Don't they have not doing two good
anything,
corners?
Huh? Not doing anything all those years got Sashi Brown fired.
Don't they have two good corners, Ward and Newsom?
Yeah, but you can move one in down inside, so and Travis is unique in that you can run him some snaps at wide receiver, or you can play him full time at wide receiver if you want.
You're drafting a receiver like Travis Hunter that high?
I mean, I don't want to ever draft a quarterback I don't believe in. If I believe in him, I'm drafting the quarterback. Well, if I don't believe in him,
it could be Abdul Carter. They're going to need him if they trade Myles Garrett, even though they're pushing back against that. But
even if they kept Myles Garrett,
But you also got to go about it. Like, people have made mistakes about quarterbacks before. I mean, Joe Montana went second round. Russell Wilson third round. I mean,
the mistakes go the other way though. They don't usually make mistakes. No one ever said you made a mistake by passing on a guy at number three. Like, it doesn't happen very often. Mm. Those guys usually get picked.
Everybody who passed on Patrick Mahomes and let him fall to 10.
Well, if you'd like, we can go through a list of mistakes inside the top 10, and I guarantee you we'll run through an enormous list.
Because, yes, their high draft status means
Carson Wentz wasn't a mistake.
They're franchise quarterbacks.
Carson wasn't a mistake. He just, you know. Just didn't end up.
But Jalen Hurts wound up in the second round. If I asked you when Jalen Hurts is drafted, is he a quarterback who could help the team win the Super Bowl? You say no.
And that's kind of the point. Sometimes you don't see it. You don't see it coming.
Okay. All right. Let's break, and we can continue this on the other side. If anybody else wants to get in, you're more than welcome.
Davis Mills is literally still out there.
Stop.
And his brother-in-law is looking for work.
You know who's not looking for work that's all they've done is work for the last 50 years is the Brinkmans. Jason Brinkman, his dad, the Brinkman Quality Roofing has been around. They got siding, storm damage. If you've had any storm damage, we've got freezing now. If you're somebody that hasn't looked at your roof in a while, if your siding is bad, if you want a solution, and by the way, it is really cool, their solution for solar. It is really, really, really cool. It's shingles. It's not windows that you put on the top of your roof. Find out about that. They pay for themselves in 10, 15 years. Literally pay for themselves. They've got the solution at Brinkman. They know everything about roofs. They've been doing this for 50 years. You think there's anything that they haven't seen? They've seen it all. Now, don't wait until it's too late and you've got damage in your house, okay? Be preemptive. 844-215-2840. 844-215-2840. Let them come and give you a free consultation on what's going on with your roof. And then if they give you a clean bill of health, you've got that for the insurance company as well. Okay, so let them come to your home and make sure that your roof, if you haven't looked at your roof in 5, 10, 15 years, it's time. 844-215-2840 or Brinkman, BRINKMANN, quality.com. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Did you guys see the Duke-Louisville women's basketball game?
No.
Did you see that Louisville tricked Duke into guarding the wrong basket on an inbounds play?
That's embarrassing.
Yes.
Did you see that?
I've seen it in high school before, never on the collegiate level. It's not a good look for either. It's definitely not a good look for Elville.
Duke, don't you have to be smart to get into Duke?
No. Louisville tricked Duke, yeah.
Well, yeah. Duke wound up. Well, it's a women's game. So, I don't know.
What's that supposed to mean, Del?
No, I was trying because Duke played.
Oh, you're saying it's a DEI thing?
No.
Well, it's a women's game.
No, what I was saying is I was looking up the score of the game to see who won. I was going to say Duke won, but no, the men's game came up. I didn't get that's what caught me off guard. Do we know who won the game?
At this point, America lost.
No. All we know is that they inbounded.
Do you need to be smart as an athlete to play at Duke? I'm sure they have a certain standard, but
I think most, yeah, because at Rice,
care about sports.
Yeah, one of the concerns that Willis Wilson used to have with basketball. I don't know if it's the same. Is that, man, we don't get any breaks around here. We got to have. He said the football team got some breaks. Now, once again, this is years ago, so I don't know. Maybe it's different, but I remember Willis Wilson with basketball is like all of our guys have to meet academic standards. Football gets to pass. They get some passes on some guys. But even then, you know, the Rice guys are typically going to be better students. I would think it's the same with Duke. I think the Duke kids are probably pretty smart on the women's basketball side.
Well, if we go back to the Fab Five doc, the conversation was about, part of it was about the type of athlete Duke would recruit. And that's why they didn't like them because they went after a certain athlete that they didn't fit the model. I don't know if Duke still does that per se. If I don't know if it's strictly always based on education. At least it wasn't always under Coach K. I think you do have to meet a standard, though. I believe they want to hold that as part of the reason you come to Duke, that you're not just a basketball player. You're also a good student.
Yeah. Well, I'd read a story where any recruit, Coach K had the guys go out with him, and if they didn't like him, then he wasn't going to be recruited. He was done. His recruitment was done. I mean, he had to be able to fit in with the players on the team.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I think I told you before, Eric Winston he once told me that he felt like any offensive lineman that the Texans were considering drafting, he wanted, like he said, I wish the Texans would let us meet with the guy and kind of hang out so we could get a read for if he'd be a good guy in the locker room or not.
Yeah.
A good fit, like a good fit in the room. And that makes, I mean, that does make some sense.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Duke was like, more Thomas Hills, less Ray Jacksons.
By the way, did y'all see the new documentary that hit on HBO? We Beat the Dream Team. I'd never heard this story. Apparently, Grant Hill and Chris Webber, and maybe I did hear this.
Yeah, we did.
Heard it, right? The collegiate all-stars beat the Dream Team in a scrimmage. Well, they technically didn't have an end of the game. They just turned the clock off. Like, all right, that's it. We're done. And they just turned the clock off, and they're like, we were ahead. We beat the Dream Team. And we're talking Weber, and I got to see who all the players were from that 92 team, but that's on HBO now. It's actually available. I think I'm going to take a quick look at it after I'm done with the White Lotus. I'm not sure if I'm going to...
All you have to do is watch. It's one episode. What do you mean after you're done?
Yeah, I know.
Are you in season three or are you behind?
Season three.
Okay.
White Lotus, yeah.
Wait, so are you not... What? It's not good?
Well, we don't have an Italian woman that is with a heart of gold who's also a lady of the night.
If the British actress didn't have those fake big teeth.
Those are not fake. Those are her real teeth.
Those can't be real teeth.
No,
I've been trying to Google.
I've seen her in Sex Education on Netflix.
What's her name?
Amy Lou Wood.
Those cannot be real.
Those are her real teeth.
It's the most British teeth I've ever seen. It's almost like cartoonish.
Unless she decided to do it for her entire career in every role. Those are her teeth.
Amy Lou Wood. Oh my God, those are her teeth.
I told you.
Oh my God.
I told you.
That's like Michael Myers with when he was
Austin
Powers.
Oh, Mike Myers, yeah.
It's like, when Mike Myers was Austin Powers.
Do you ever watch Family Guy and they got the British guy who's got the gigantic teeth?
Yes.
That's her.
And I think it was good of them to just point it out. Like, there's a scene.
I love your teeth.
Yeah. Are you British?
Are you British?
Or English,
yes.
Whatever she said. Yes.
She goes, thank you.
Yeah. So
I love your teeth. They were just trying
to. She was in a very popular Netflix show, but this is her most exposure as far as HBO.
Those two front teeth are so enormous.
Prestige shows. They're like, let's get this out of the way. Let's call this out right now. Let's get it out of the way. Yes, she has the teeth. Let's move on. And they did it very early.
That's what they did. They basically do say, listen.
If you've never seen her before, yes, she's got the teeth. Let's
go.
It's
jarring. And you can't pay attention to how hot she is because it's just the teeth can't. You can't stop looking at the teeth.
You've got Arnold
and there's huge gaps in the teeth.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's kids in the show.
Who?
The douchey older brother. That's
his son?
That's Patrick Schwarzenegger, yeah.
Oh, what a chode.
Well.
They always have one.
Well,
it's always
I'm
a white
sure
guy.
He's playing a role.
We're well represented in White Lotus as douchebags.
I'm pretty sure he's playing a role. Are you sure that he's a douche?
Well, I'm talking about the character. I'm not talking about the individual.
Yeah, I'm talking about the character too. I don't know the kid.
He's trying to get his.
If you do your job, I should hate you as a person.
And there's a possibility of some triple incest from that family too.
I didn't like this scene. I like a lot of
like
that.
The
middle brother is.
Yeah, the douche in question is calling. Said his sister's hot. He doesn't understand why she's a virgin. While he's talking to his younger brother.
Don't even say the scene where he walks in out of his own room.
And then his younger brother's looking at him.
Oh,
there's something going on there where it could be like triple.
Mike White, we have got to clean this up, man.
I'm out.
You like Game of Thrones?
I did. That didn't bother me because she was hot.
Well, she's like a 27-year-old actress, but she's playing like a young college girl. She's attractive.
I don't want to see any of that.
But I don't want to see any of it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay when it's like medieval. I don't want to see it in modern times. Right.
With dragons, anything was going, you know, anytime you have a dragon, like, all bets are off.
Sure.
Yeah, because that's how they acted then.
But this is in Thailand.
With dragons flying overhead, you had to have sex with your sister.
That was, yeah.
Different things.
I mean,
things.
That was before it was taboo.
Right. There were no real rules.
No, it was taboo back then, too.
Probably they just not. Gave
the it was taboo back then. That's
okay, well, you know what's taboo is having a really crappy goal in your front yard. That's awful. Having one of those baskets with the sand in the base. Yeah, Dad, that's terrible. It's gross, and no one does that. Here's the deal. What we do is we get a pro dunk goal. The pro dunk goal is the best goal in the history of goals. It's not even close. It's the best goal ever. You can raise it up and down. It's tempered glass backboard. It is perfect. The kids love the goal. Love the goal. I had one. That's what the kids were out playing on it all the time. They love to lower the goal. That's when we had a crank. Back in the day, we used to have to crank that thing. Now, zzz, a button, boom, and the goal is being raised and lowered. So they want to dunk, Dad. They want to have fun. They want to be able to reach the goal. Dad, it's time. Get the goal. Mom will love it because it looks like a great goal. It's the perfect goal for the family. ProDunk.com, ProDunk.com. Tell Keith Tate you heard right here.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.